News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no more time to waste. Congress needs to act now to reauthorize FISA, the law giving spy agencies the ability to listen in on the communications of foreign nationals overseas without a warrant.
It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week.
Now this week, 19 Republicans broke with their party to prevent the bill from coming up for a vote. Today, another vote is scheduled in the House. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from Ohtani to fund his gambling habit. Vice President Harris visiting Arizona today expected to say that former President Donald Trump is to blame for the state Supreme Court move upholding an 1864 law against almost all abortions. This is ABC News. Pope Francis has some big travel plans. The Vatican now says he will set off on what will be the longest trip of his papacy in September, visiting Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore. The 87-year-old Pope has been battling ill health and has been using a wheelchair because of a bad knee. Nearly 300,000 Americans will start getting the notices this morning. Even more of their student debt is being wiped out.
The Biden administration says they'll be wiping away nearly $7.5 billion in debt. It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected. So far, the Biden administration says they've provided debt relief to more than 4 million Americans. The president says he will never stop working to cancel student debt. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
And a relatively close call from an asteroid. It came closer to the Earth than many of the satellites that handle your GPS. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddie Peralta against the Orioles right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career, I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. You know? So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis, and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon, and it is going to be breezy today. Our high 58, the wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 37, tomorrow sunshine 68. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
That's the way it is. Yep. Welcome back to the John and Gordy Show for a Friday morning.
I do love it.
92.7 WMDX.
Yeah. You know, we were talking earlier. Yeah. You mentioned something about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Right.
And how Trump doesn't want reform to happen. He doesn't even want it anymore. And now they're thinking maybe just have it a 2-year run instead of a 4-year or 5-year bill. In regards to this. Trump doesn't want it because FISA basically eavesdropped on him and his campaign.
It's personal.
Yeah, it's a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but Tom Hartman has another point of view on this. He said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allowed the federal government to spy on Russians.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Donald Trump demanded today that the Moscow Mike and friends in the House kill it. They did. Putin is running the American House of Representatives. Good point of view on that. I did not think of that. I thought, oh, yeah, this is for Trump. He's doing it for himself.
Right.
Doing it to protect Russia.
The Russians and Putin. Yeah. And Mike Johnson went down to Mar-a-Lago again and met with Trump, you know, just stopped in.
You know, the other Republicans in the House don't like that. They don't like that close relationship thing, especially Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. Why
too
is
bad.
That?
Well, too bad, you know. Yeah. It's a popularity contest. You know, the thing here is they don't have an agenda. It's just popularity. It's popularity politics now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got to go down and kiss the ring, you know.
Well, one of the worst pieces of news that we could have gotten is that Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will not be running for re-election for the Supreme Court. She is part of the liberal majority. I don't know why she's not going to do it.
Supreme
I'm 73 years old. I'm going to retire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm confident I could have won a fourth term. You know what? Do that.
Right. Why don't you?
God. All right. So the her term ends on July 31st in 2025. And of course, Brad Schimmel
is he's already started to run for the Supreme Court justice race. He is the worst choice you could possibly imagine for this. And again, I just want to point everybody out, point everybody to, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. I know it's a little long. I'm working on it. I've had it for years. It goes back to about 2000. Anyway, you should check it out because I have a lot of stuff on Brad Schimmel there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you wouldn't believe how crazy this guy is. He's really not too smart. Bumbling Brad, I used to call him, and I still will call him that.
So he's running for the Supreme Court in Wisconsin.
He's running for Supreme Court, and he started running a year ago.
And the election is April of 2025,
right.
A year from now.
So he's going for this job, and I just want to play a little cut to show you what Brad Schimmel went through just trying to be the Attorney General. Check this out.
Okay.
We have to have the leader of the state's law enforcement community with a plan to hit the ground running day one. And I have plans on all the different issues that are facing the state right now.
You can always say no to a request for an interview, and I kind of wish Mr. Schimmel had said no. I don't think he was ready for that.
I want to ask you about something that you said earlier and now I've talked about again recently, and that's the domestic partner registry law in this state. I think initially when you were asked about that, you said you wouldn't defend it, but now you say you would have defended it. Why the change in position?
You know, it was almost immediate. We were doing an interview and we were talking about other issues, and the question kind of came out of left field.
Yeah.
You know, my reaction was, well, the current attorney general's not defending it. After that interview, I sat down, did some research, and, you know, I found, wait a minute, this is not clearly unconstitutional. It doesn't clearly violate our state constitutional provision.
Yeah.
My answer should be yes,
okay.
And I immediately changed that position.
Yeah, I don't have a specific answer on that right now. That's certainly something that I will have more answers for down the road, but right now I'm still fighting on the front lines and keeping criminals off the streets in Waukesha County, and I've got a lot of expertise on those things. Right now, I don't have a lot of expertise on filing a constitutional challenge to those things. Website is going up today. I can get that information to you this afternoon yet about the website address. I confess that I've been so busy making calls, I don't even know my own website address yet. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm hoping that there is a vision to be fleshed out. Moving forward in the candidacy, look, you can say no. This is just how it works in media. You can always say no to a request for an interview, and I kind of wish Mr. Schimmel had said no. I don't think he was ready for that.
You said you'll follow the letter of the law. There are going to be people out there. There are people critical of her stance on this, but they may be critical of yours, and they said, you know, Brad Schimmel would be a rubber stamp for a Republican-controlled legislature and possibly a Republican governor. What do you say to people who make that criticism?
Well, I don't like the term rubber stamp. But, you know, honestly, I'll be pretty predictable no matter who is running the governor's mansion or who's running the legislature. I'll be pretty predictable if they've passed that law through and it's not plainly unconstitutional, that there are non-frivolous arguments to be made to support the law. I will be supporting that law no matter who's passing it.
Yeah. Yeah. No questions.
Wow.
he's going to be a rubber stamp for the Republicans if they continue to stay in power in the legislature.
We have a listener who wants to read your blog more about Bumbling Brad. Can you spell out your blog website
blog
again?
Side. Sure. Demo curmudgeon. It's demo, easily enough, and then curmudgeon.blogspot.com.
Okay. Right. Democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demo for Democrat.
Do we have a link to that on our Facebook or somewhere? I can put it in the Facebook bio. That would be great.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You just plug that into the search. When you go to the site in the left top corner, there's a search bar, and you just put Brad Schimmel in there, and boy, it'll come up.
And by the way, we have a lot of other, you've got a ton of other stuff there, including a lot of John and Gordy stuff from the early years.
Oh, there's a tab. Yes.
Yeah, there's a John and Gordy tab there, and you'll see a lot of old video of us when we had the cable access show
and the movie show.
Oh, yeah, the movie show, too. Right.
It's all there.
Okay.
You don't want
Night
to watch
Owl Theater,
that.
All that stuff.
Maybe you want to watch it. I don't know. But that's Brad Schimmel, Bumbling Brad. Scott Ross wrote this on Twitter X the other day. Brad Schimmel refused to sue or prosecute murderous opioid kingpin Purdue Pharma after being only state candidate in Wisconsin history to get a Purdue Pharma PAC check. So he was paid off, and he decided not to pursue going after Purdue Pharma. All right? And 71 of 72 counties passed resolutions begging him to hold Purdue accountable. And Schimmel was the top cop on the take, refused to go along with those 71 out of 72 counties asking him to please take the case. He wouldn't do it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I mean, 71 out of 72.
Yeah, that's quite overwhelming.
Who was the holdout?
I don't know. Probably Waukesha County.
Probably
where he's
yes,
at.
Where he's there.
This is a comment from him, Brad Schimmel.
Okay.
From the beginning of my campaign, this is his new campaign now.
Mm-hmm.
That what you heard was his campaign to be the attorney general, which he won. Oddly, he was running against a fantastic Democrat candidate. Anyway, this is his current position running for the Supreme Court. From the beginning of my campaign, I made it clear that I'm not just running against one person. I'm running against this court's leftist majority. So you can see right away that he's in the middle. He's not going to prejudge any cases. He's just going to run against the court's leftist majority.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I wish Justice Ann Walsh Bradley well in retirement after decades of public service. I look forward to continuing the fight to bring integrity and respect for the Constitution back to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, back to it, because now it's a liberal majority. Mm-hmm. He's going to be right there in the middle. He's going to balls and strikes. That's it. He's going to be out there fighting against the leftist majority, but he's just the normal everyday guy who's going to be fair and balanced on the court. You believe that?
He's going to be the umpire, calling the balls and strikes. I like that. Yeah, right. Sure.
And by the way, Emily Fannin is a reporter that used to be in Capital City Sunday and WKOW. She's now in Milwaukee working for a TV station there. And she's also on Wisconsin Eye. She does some interviews there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote this yesterday. I just spoke to former state representative Chris Taylor and now Dane County judge, who told me she is strongly considering a run for Bradley's seat. Hmm. It's always been a dream of mine, Taylor said. Over the weekend, Taylor said she'd be consulting with her family and others about that bid. Over the weekend, Taylor said she'll be consulting with her family.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, and
possibility. She is fantastic,
sounds,
by the way.
Sounds like she's in.
Yeah. That sounds like
that's
like a heads
up,
me, I think.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, I found something yesterday. I heard something on
on
the television set, and I recorded it off
television
the television set.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to go back in the time tunnel? Is this from years ago?
Well, actually, the cut is from years ago, but it was on TV last night,
and
it was President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah, talking about civil rights and passing the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
But this is, I thought this comment that he made, and I recorded it on my phone, and I transferred it over to audio here, unfortunately.
Okay.
You know how they have this digital lock on everything. But I thought this comment really kind of spelled it out for DEI.
Okay.
All right. I mean, just saying that we're colorblind now, we're just going by people's character, you know, racial injustice is no longer something we should be thinking about. So let's go into, do you have that cut up there? Just
What number is it?
It doesn't
John?
Have a number. It should be just. It should be in the new folder that I have at the top of the folder.
Okay. All right. Sam is feverishly looking for it at the moment here. All right. Well, we've got a moment. Hey.
It does have a number, John.
Oh, it does?
Yes. 65.
There you go. That was a good year.
All right. Why don't we listen to
this? Is LBJ.
And keep in mind,
we don't quite have enough time for it now, though.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, no.
You know, we plan these things out. So
it's a very short cut.
Is it?
All right. Let's not do it.
Okay. It is 7:18.
Well,
beautiful.
It was a great way to sum up DEI.
Well,
and
we'll
the
get
thinking
to it
about it.
You know, just hang on a minute. 7:18. Sunshine today.
You know, I can't hang on.
Coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right.
Yeah, you teed it all up.
Matt Radio, WMDX. You know, I'm working up to these things.
I know.
Building the tension. Everybody's waiting patiently to hear this track from LBJ.
Yes.
And his comment was about the Civil Rights Act. But I have to tell you that it fits perfectly well within the argument for DEI. So let's check the Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Okay.
But freedom is not enough. You do not take a person who for years has been hobbled by chains and liberate him, bringing up to the starting line of a race, and then say you are free to compete with all the others, and still justly believe that you have been completely failed.
There you go. Isn't that fantastic?
It's perfect.
A great sentiment.
Great quote.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And that is still going on. It's called systemic racism, and it's there, and it's still
there.
And what the Republicans would like to do is skip past that part of getting rid of systemic racism and just go to the end part where we can just, you know, hire people based on their character.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see color, although they bring it up constantly.
All the time.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I know, and again, it's something, there's a response from Tammy Baldwin over Eric Hovde's nursing home debacle. Boy, that thing hit the fan. I am telling you that.
Refresh my memory on this.
Nationwide coverage on this, where he's saying that people in nursing homes have only 4 to 5 months to live,
right,
and they really don't have a right to vote. All right? That is the controversy, and it's all
over the country.
Everybody's talking about this thing. Mm-hmm. So Tammy Baldwin has a response to that. It's cut 64. Let's check it out right here.
Can you imagine saying this about your mother or your grandmother? Lawrence, I was raised by my grandparents. I was so fortunate to have them, stability and their love. My grandmother lived to 94 years old. She was born before women had the right to vote. When she was 90, she broke her hip and needed nursing care for her remaining 4 years. She was proud to cast her ballot, and there was nothing that should stand in her way. Thousands of Wisconsinites live in nursing homes. Eric Hovde does not have a clue what he's talking about. And if you think about, maybe he's trying to prevent older people from voting because he's ashamed of his positions on raising the retirement age and cutting Social Security and Medicare benefits. Republicans in Wisconsin and throughout the nation have tried to make it harder for young people to vote, communities of color to vote. And now we're hearing this from Eric Hovde. He is so out of touch. And maybe it's not surprising. He owns a $2.8 billion California bank. And maybe it shouldn't surprise us that he does not have a clue about the realities of Wisconsinites and their lives. And while He is self-funding his campaign. If people want to help me fight back, please go to TammyBaldwin.com.
There you go.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
She got her website in, and that is a response.
Absolutely.
A definite response. I just want to add, too, that Baldwin has delivered again to Wisconsin $2.6 million for rural airports in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her recent release.
Excellent. Yeah, she's done a great work over her time in office.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
Great.
And that was on the Lawrence O'Donnell show last night.
It
freaked out. It was a great track.
Excellent interview.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming
up around the corner, we're going to have Rocker and a special guest, Joey B. Banks.
All right.
Will be joining us. Funky drummer, and we're going to talk a little bit about the great Clyde Stubblefield and some other things too. And Rocker will be previewing what's happening on his shows this weekend, the Max Inc. show, Saturday
Can't wait
and Sunday.
For it. Yep. Can't wait. Now, Senator Ron Johnson is out there, and he's making false claims that mail-in voting allows non-citizens to vote. This is the big thing on the right, by the way. They're talking about this all the time. And Steve Rattner, who is on the morning show with Morning Joe,
right,
presented a map of the United States of all the states that allow immigrants to vote in federal elections.
Yeah.
And the map does not have any states
There's nothing
that
on.
Allow anything like that.
Right.
But now the Republicans in the House are putting a bill together in order to pass that. So we are protecting ourselves from immigrants, illegal immigrants, from voting in federal elections across our United States. Thank goodness they're fighting the tough fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're really out there battling. Can we go to cut 62, and that is Ron Johnson, perpetuating this myth that mail-in voting is for non-citizens now. Let's check this out.
But let's face it, New York, they allow illegal immigrants to vote in their local elections. The whole push toward mail-in balloting without controls, that's made to facilitate illegal immigrants to be able to vote. So, again, that's their long-term game plan.
It
probably won't take effect as rapidly as they'd like.
Yeah.
You have to be registered to vote in order to get an absentee ballot
exactly.
in the first place.
Yeah, period. Yeah. That's it.
With a picture ID and everything.
Yeah.
It's just
exactly
stuff.
Just throw it out there, Ron.
One pundit tweeted this. He said, "It's sad that we have to propose and fight for legislation to ban illegal aliens from voting. But that's what's happened when Democrats allow millions to illegally cross into our country to try and rig our elections." Mm-hmm. Something else, huh? Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens, boy. Not happening, though. Not one state allowing immigrants to vote in federal elections. Do we have to repeat it over and over again? I don't know.
That Steve Rattner's really great, and he's also
he's very dry and point blank.
And all over the economic situation.
He
He's just excellent.
He is.
Terrific credibility, too.
And if you go to Twitter X, he always features maps, graphs.
Right.
It's proof that the economy is doing exceptionally well, and still only 24% of the American public think the economy is doing well, and 45% think that Trump could do a better job.
Mm.
My God, this is bizarre world here. It really is. Pretty soon we're going to be talking backwards, and we're going to be thinking, ugly things are pretty, and just everything is opposite. Every day is opposite day in this world.
Well, these polls come out all the time, almost daily. There's plenty of polls out there, and we continue to talk about them, but how accurate are they? Over time, think about all the polls that we've seen that are just wacko. They don't reflect what's really happening or what people are really thinking. They're just a snapshot.
The polls ask too simple of questions because it makes data collection easier. A better question on the economy would be to ask, what makes a good economy?
Mm. Yeah.
I think.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's it.
Okay.
There are follow-up questions in a lot of these polls that should be asked.
Right.
And they're not doing it, especially when they say, do you believe that the economy is getting better or worse? They never ask, well, who's responsible for making the economy better or worse?
And then your favorite one, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or 2 years ago?
And
pick a time frame.
And who do you blame for that?
Right, yeah. It is 7:29 coming up.
It's not difficult, folks. This is not difficult stuff.
No. Rocker is right around the corner with Joey B. Banks. We're going to find out what's going on Max Inc. this weekend. Stay with us. It's the John Gordy
Show. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little bit of good news for our Wisconsin County Fairs. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More funding from the state to help pay your premiums. Details on the way. We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm Pam Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, says some of the recent legislation enacted into law by Governor Tony Evers includes a little more state funding to help out county fairs, specifically county fairs and their responsibility to pay premiums to their exhibitors. Bollwig says it was welcome news for a lot of those hardworking county fair volunteers.
At the bill signing, we had one of the directors of the Elroy Fair brought their granddaughter along. I mean, this is something that these people who most of what they're doing is volunteer work, they're just really excited that this is going to give them a little more breathing room and assurance that the folks that are coming to their fair are going to get that a lot of that premium from the state. So now they can make some of that investment in the fair itself without the responsibility and what they feel is the responsibility to provide premiums and encourage people to come to their fairs.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com. Innovation, that's
BioVet. Peanut butter overload, banana pudding eclair. What are they? Some of the top flavors at this week's International Dairy Foods Association annual innovative ice cream flavor. And all of those flavors currently available at grocery stores. Peanut butter overload offered by Windy Knoll Farm Market. Banana pudding eclair offered by Hershey's Ice Cream. The competition attracted 50 entries from across the United States offering their latest flavor innovations. So there you go. Quite literally a look at what's happening in food news on a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon, and it is going to be breezy today. Our high 58, the wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 37, tomorrow sunshine 68. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years.
I love that taste.
Now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Surprised that's not
good stuff.
Milk of Magnesia Light. All right.
We're back.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Show on a Friday. Wrapping it up here.
And of course, every Friday, we have Rocker stopping by.
Rocker stops by, and we talk about what's coming up on the weekend, Max Inc.
Morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Hey,
good to
man.
See you here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have a special guest in the studio this morning. Along with Rocker, we have Joey B. Banks, fabulous drummer. Joey, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Madison Institution yourself. How long have you been playing here in the Madison area?
I started playing with Charlie Brooks when I was 16 years old. I was still in high school, sophomore at LaFalle.
Well, you're
high
only
school.
28 now, right?
Yeah, I'm only 28.
It's not that long ago.
28 plus 30.
Okay, there you go. See?
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And we want to get into a little bit about your current band, Funky JBs, right?
Yeah, correct.
You've been playing in Madison for a long, long time, but this is your current lineup, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have two bands that are mine, and they're both kind of anchored in the Clyde legacy concept. Mm-hmm. One is like a jazz funk group. It's called the JB3s. It's a smaller combo version of the Funky JBs. Funky JBs is a large horn-based R&B soul funk group.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all Clyde legacy components involved in both of those. So tell us about
the Clyde legacy thing.
Yes.
Well,
what do you mean by that?
His songs, his beat, his history, his impact. My son is producing a movie about him right now called Give the Drummer Some. That's going to be a pretty big deal.
That'd be great.
We started in 2015. Part of that movie is to really push the visibility of Clyde's life and influence and hopefully get him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame someday.
Out of all the musicians in Madison, I'd say over the, I don't know, last 50 years, Clyde Stubblefield kind of stands alone, stands above. I mean, he was such an institution here. Everybody knew Clyde. And he played here for so long, but he didn't start out here, right?
No, he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And when he was really young, he was playing with actually Otis Redding and Augusta, Georgia, and was discovered by James Brown.
And then he's
21 years old, playing at in New York City at the famous
The Apollo.
Sure. And I remember him telling me stories about, he's basically gets off the bus and he's in New York City and it's like a line around the Apollo, four shows in a row.
Yeah.
So that's his first.
What years were those?
I'm sure that, I think it was like 65.
Okay.
Yeah.
The year I was born.
Yeah.
So,
you can see old film of mm-hmm. Clyde playing with James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really the inventor. I mean, everybody bows down to Clyde because he invented the funk beat, really. I mean,
yeah,
he was the guy, and his funk beat is still being sampled today.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Nicki Minaj, like most like hip hop artists, Ed Sheeran, like most recently, a lot of pop artists have used that beat. But yeah, he's for sure, when he came onto the scene, and you'll see this in the movie when the movie comes out, a lot of the people in the movie, these great, incredible, world-class drummers that all were influenced by him said, when he came onto the scene, it changed everything. And nobody had heard that beat before. Nobody had have ever seen that beat before. And and Cold Sweat in 1971 was the first funk R&B hit on the radio ever.
Wow, that's, that's an amazing thing. Yeah, I'm just realizing now. I told you that, I told the guys here anyway, that I went to a James Brown concert in about 1965. And I'm wondering if I saw Clyde Stubblefield. I didn't know it.
Probably.
My sister dragged me down to the arena in Milwaukee.
Right.
And you know, it was a life experience. I mean, it is really, truly something. At 15 years old, I mean, it was jam-packed.
Yeah,
and it was an incredible concert. It really was my first concert.
It was. It was. It more than likely was him, or it was Parker, who was Papa's Got a Brand New Bag drummer.
So you met him when you were 16?
I met him when I was 16. I frequented a couple of local jams. One was Club de Wash, and one was Morgan's.
Okay. Okay. And, well, we're going back now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, Club de Wash.
Club de Wash. Yeah, and rest in peace. Club de Wash was a great, great place.
It was. We're talking with Joey B. Banks here, a drummer for Funky JBs and his other groups around here. And I had the pleasure of meeting Clyde a few times. Just connected with when he was with Michael Feldman occasionally.
Correct.
On What Do You Know? And because our friend Jim Packard was his announcer, who we worked with a number of times. But Clyde was such a wonderful guy. I mean, he had such a great spirit, and talk a little bit about his musical history here, and when how long was he active here, from time he moved here till when did he land in Madison?
Well, he landed here because his brother was here. His brother Frank lived here already, and he came to visit his brother in 1971, and he ended up staying here. He loved Madison. Clyde is, like you said, very kind, very genuine. He was a country boy. He's a really small town. He didn't like big city. That's why he left James Brown. He didn't like the tour. He didn't like the spotlight. He didn't like that big city life. He liked simple life. And Madison was much more simple for him, and he planted himself here and was quite comfortable living in people's backyards and playing with just about anybody that would ask him to play for something, very simple.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about getting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Where does that stand? How do you do that?
Well, you got to create kind of a swell of interest, and you have to put the argument out there. I don't think there's any doubt that he should be. And I think the movie doc that my son's producing will pretty much explain that, why he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there are a lot of drummers. I always use the certain name of a person that was in a group called the Beatles who's in there, who, as a drummer, not really influential. You know, I mean, Clyde basically created two genres, right? He created funk, and then that funk got chopped up in the hip-hop beats and became hip-hop. So his influence is vast, and there are millions and millions of drummers that have been influenced by him over, you know, still to this day.
I was going
to
ask you.
Producers, not just drummers, but like producers and people who create music.
Who did they get to interview for the documentary? You say Ringo was one of them?
No, he was not. No, okay. He was mostly funk drummers. Okay. Dennis Chambers, Sheila E., David Garibaldi, Tower Power, like the top. Nate Smith, like the top funk drummers of yesterday and today.
So let's talk a little bit about this event happening at the Majestic, right? This is going on Clyde's birthday. Would have been Clyde's birthday.
His 80th birthday.
Wow. Thursday, April 18th. What's going to be happening there?
Music. Lots of funky music. My band, JB3s, will open the show with some Clyde songs. We do it kind of in a jazz funk model, a little different, but they're Clyde tunes. And then VO5 comes up, and they'll do their brand of funk and disco. And then the Funky JBs will come up at the end of the evening. And do some Clyde songs and do mm-hmm. it's basically I'm trying to create the Funky Monday vibe. So the set is based off of a Funky Monday set that you might have heard across the street at the King Club on a Funky Monday.
Okay.
So we're just trying to bring that vibe back and really pay tribute to Clyde and his influence.
And you know,
Rocker, jump in here.
It's Clyde's 80th birthday celebration, though, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. His heavenly 80th.
Yes.
So that'll be quite an event. So now let's talk. You have an album coming out, a solo album, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a solo album at Clutch Studios with Brian Liston. Brian Liston is he's actually the guy who bought Smart Studios from Butch Vig back in the day. All he's got his own studio, Clutch Studio Sound and Video. And I'm working on some stuff. Hopefully, you know, by the end of the summer. It'll be done, but yes, I am working on my own first, and I was inspired actually by Clyde, because Clyde did his first, like one of his first original, the original album. Okay. It was produced by Ben Sidran. He did it when he was 57 years old. So I'm 58. I started it when I was 57, so I was trying to get it done.
Sure.
But in the spirit of Clyde, I kind of like was influenced to do my own. And I've done hundreds of other people's stuff, and I've never really done my own thing, and so it's time.
So now I think we have something from Clyde lined up, do we not?
It's playing right now. It's called Parties in the Kitchen. Turn it up, Sam.
Yeah, let's crank it up for a couple of minutes here.
Joey, what are we going to do when the beer runs out?
Give me some more.
That's right.
You know, if you're ever hanging with Clyde, right?
Yeah.
And you're at his house, the party was always in the kitchen. Yeah. No matter what would happen, you'd be out in the living room, and Clyde and the party would gravitate towards the kitchen.
I don't know how much of that we could talk about on the radio, but he loved the party. He's a party dude for sure.
They like poker too.
Yeah, poker was a big part of our relationship.
Really?
Playing on Sunday. We play every Sunday. There's a group of us. And
was he any good?
He hated losing. He loved winning, and whenever he did this thing, whenever you win the pot, you'd be mine, wow. And he'd scoop them. But yeah, it was just our like a bonding time. As a time where we didn't talk about music or anything. We would listen to a lot of music, and every song that came on, he's like, I'm on that tune. We would play on Sundays, and I would get these phone calls, and it'd be like, Joe, are you coming to poker today? I'm making hot dogs. Joe, are you coming to poker today? I'm making pizza. Joe, you come. So he would always have something that he was going to make for us, get us to come over. Yep. But
So was his last band, are they still sort of together? Or
So when he died, actually, we were the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars,
right.
which is a configuration of, this is like 50 musicians that played with Clyde over a period of time, but I recreated his band. He got sick. He wasn't playing. We got him back to life to do the scholarship series, and then we started playing again on Mondays, and we were called the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars.
Yeah.
And when he died, it was the little friction and stuff, so I changed the name to the Funky JBs. So the origin of the Funky JBs was the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Joey B., it's great to have you in here.
Thank you. Yeah.
And again, that event happening at the Majestic on Clyde Stubblefield, what would have been his 80th birthday, Clyde Stubblefield is at the Majestic on Thursday, April 18th, along with VO5 and Kaboom Box. And
We got lots of tickets left. We really want to sell this out. We really want, you know, part of it is our merchandise that you sell. This goes to the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship.
Beautiful. Sure.
The scholarship is giving money to kids that have gone on to study music in college. Most recently, Ben Lakuta, who was on this show, graduated from the Berklee School of Music. He was the first recipient of that scholarship. So we want to continue to give local kids, you know, money to go to college and support them and their venture to produce music and educate and perform.
Well, that sounds Berklee, fantastic. That's big time.
Yeah. He's an Oregon, Wisconsin kid. So, you know, You don't see a lot of Oregon, Wisconsin kids going out to Boston.
Going to Boston, yeah, exactly.
So it's great.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Stick around.
Thank you.
Rocker's going to give us a little bit of the lineup of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend, but okay. We appreciate you coming by, and again, stay with us here.
Okay.
It is coming up on 7:49, sunshine today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. Highs in the 70s Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be back with more of Joey B. Banks. Rocker in the studio talking about Max Inc. Stay with us on the John and Gordy Show. Yeah, crank it up.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial, if you're still using the radio. We're also on social media all over the place and the Civic Media app as well.
And we've been talking about the life and the times of Clyde Stubblefield with Joey B. Banks. And again, Joey, it's just great to have you in and talk about Clyde.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, appreciate it.
We can feel that excitement.
Yeah.
And listening to his drumming is just amazing. I mean...
One of a kind, yep. Broke the mold. You know, Buddy Rich, you know, you could name a lot of drummers that are kind of like that. Buddy Rich is, I grew up listening to Buddy Rich too.
Yeah.
And he died. That was it. Yeah. Broke the mold. It was never going to happen again. Yeah. And Clyde's kind of like that. It's not going to be, never going to be another Clyde.
No question. All right, Rocker, with the time that we have left, we can talk about what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
All right.
Thank you for connecting us with Joey B.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. I love bringing in, people from the music scene around Madison. They're all amazing. So it's great to see that culture. Max Inc. Radio, we're Saturday and Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight, playing local music all over Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And this week, Dave Zero from Mad City Music over on Atwood Avenue, we're going to be talking to him about his record store. Of course, Record Store Day is coming up. Scrizzly Adams, and then In the Lair this week, The Mascot Theory, great local band.
Oh, sure.
We'll be talking to them, and they'll be performing live in the studio. And then After Hours with Rob Roberts. And then, of course, Max Inc. Sunday Now is all new programming. Top 10 Countdown with Jimmy K at 6 p.m. We got Rocker's Closet, Max Inc. Heavy, and we also repeat The Lair, so you can hear The Mascot Theory again at 9 p.m. on Sunday.
We just love the name Mascot Theory.
The Mascot Theory?
Mascot Theory. What the heck, you know? I mean, mascots are funny enough and weird enough, and people who want to be in them are weird enough. But now it's a mascot theory. I love that. You know, the whole idea.
It was all devised by Bernie Brewer.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I know you guys are going to believe it, but I was in a band with the leader from Eric. Eric. I know Eric really well.
Yeah.
Eric's wife cuts my wife's hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're an awesome couple. And, you know, the mascot theory, they're an acoustic-driven folk rock music. Mm-hmm. They're Whammy and Mama Award-winning bands. They're also the Flannel Fest organizers with Beth Killey. The Mascot Theory is going to be playing on The Lair here tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio, but you can also catch them live at the High Noon Saloon coming up Friday, May 3rd. Here's a song. Well, there'll be The Mascot Theory with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts, and that's the Cheap Trick guys, Rick Nielsen, his son. That's a great band, too.
That's great, too. Yeah,
well, let's hear a little bit of The Mascot Theory. This song is called Andromeda. All right.
Your constellation, I'd set my destination for the deep space in your eyes, and I'd build you a great city and point out all the beauty and every sign of life. How did you get this far? Lost among the stars, not knowing where you are. But when you're coming home, you're a distant galaxy.
Yeah.
The Mascot Theory. You can hear him live on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night.
Excellent.
Let's keep moving here. Okay. Sunshine Allison, a band from the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all moved away, and they've been just gone for a long time. But
from
they're coming back.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be doing a reunion show. Yeah. After Krister, the keyboard player, he moved to the West Coast. I heard the drummer moved to Turkey, so I hope he's back. But they're going to be doing a reunion show Friday, May 17th at the Red Rooster on Seaforth Road. They're going to be playing with Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. This is Still Life from the 90s. This is Sunshine Allison.
All right.
Close to home, but I'm on my knees, and I never let the sun know where I'm gonna be. What I say and what I see doesn't really matter when I am not free. Far from lying with a hand in the ground, and I wanna see the moon just once, stay around. Still alive can never be found. And I don't wanna go away, and I don't wanna see her stay. The man and the woman and the man named Moon, I don't know how to make nothing stay. And I don't wanna go away, I don't wanna see her stay. The man and the woman and the man named Moon, I don't know how to make nothing stay.
Are they still writing music?
No, definitely not. But Krister, the keyboardist living out on the West Coast, he still does stuff. But Sunshine Allison, they were a Madison thing, jam band. 90s, really awesome.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about Marta Hansen. She's out in Sun Prairie. She's known as the Piano Gal. She's a songwriter, vocalist, a pianist, and a mom rock variety. But she's having an EP release show coming up on the Beer Rock on North Sherman. That's going to be tomorrow night. And she does sales, teaching, restoring, and tuning of pianos.
Yeah, I've been to her store. It's really cool.
Yeah, and she's going to be playing in the Lair coming up.
Excellent.
Just a little preview.
Lucky you.
All right. But right now we have her new song. This is called The Lens. This is Marta Hansen, the Piano Gal.
Woke up to friends inside and out. No one tells you until you're
We're really zipping through these. You know what she also loves to do is 90s covers. She's a Nirvana fan. So after her show of original music, she does covers. It's a lot of fun on piano. Let's move on. This is Alex White. Alex White and Friends. He's the founder of the Pine Travelers, people may remember. And this next song, they're playing 420 at the Up North Bar. It's a 420 celebration. Alex White and Friends with Cruisin' Round. They're going to have raffle prizes from local businesses, and proceeds benefit the River Alliance of Wisconsin. That's at the Up North Bar. And this is Alex White and Friends. This is Papa La Funk.
Thank you.
day till payday, trying to make a living the honest way. And anybody who takes it away from them has probably never been to where they've been, like trying to run a mile.
Sounds great. Hey, Rocker, we are all out of time.
Yeah, man. Thanks, guys.
Tune in to Max Inc. this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
6 p.m. to midnight.
You got it. Joey B. Banks, thank you for
thank
being
you guys.
Here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
And we got to get that photo. You showed it to us.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, we got to get that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and get to the Clyde Stubblefield event, his birthday party next Thursday, is it?
Thursday,
next
April
Thursday,
18th.
April 18th. We got lots of tickets left. We want to show some
Let's
support.
Sell it out.
Good deal. Thank you. On behalf of John and Gordy, Sam, the man behind the controls, Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great weekend. So long.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwava from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A vote in the House just hours away on a measure FBI Director Christopher Wray says is crucial.